hair back and forth. Whip your hair back and forth.
And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-da-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 112 for February 26th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Cerebral Satire, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag OSATM. Let's get into our panel for this week. 87 episodes in a row, we've got Mr. Heavyset.
There's a need for a rescue mission. When the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
America.
We've got Kev Botrek.
I'm back.
And better than... Nope.
Nope, not even close.
We've got Carp.
How's it going, folks?
We've got Devil Vamp.
Fuck you, Kev Botrek.
And the two.
Where's Charlie?
She was supposed to be on tonight. She couldn't.
She's pruding it up.
No, she's pruding it up again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And we've got.
You son of a bitch.
The best Cockney accent in the biz at the Vigilante.
Why, guys, how you doing, mate? All right. Cool, blimey. Fucking lovely to be on the show.
Where's Matty Poppins?
Yeah, news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Heavy set, what do you got for us this week?
Absolutely nothing.
All right.
I didn't see any articles besides, I mean, granted, you already have the...
Hey, asshole.
What?
We've been doing it for a month. You submit your own fucking news story.
Yeah. I didn't find a good enough news story.
You just woken up. You've been sleeping in your fucking truck for 8 hours there. Just get with the program, man. ABC.
Yeah. There was not one throughout the week that I've even seen that was even worth talking about.
All right. You know what? I'm going to start then. Fuck you. I'm going to start. Let's get into some Oscar motherfucking recap. Go.
I've got an Oscar thing.
You know what? Fuck you, Devil Vamp, and go.
my friend Matt actually won an Oscar this week.
What? So, fuck off. Really?
Are you serious? I told you the news that my friend Matt got nominated.
I thought you were full of shit.
No.
That's awesome.
We did 2.5 hours of Cerebral Satire today. You didn't mention this?
Yes, I did about five times.
He said it was the big news for the real fucking show.
No, I mentioned to him about fucking five times, but he didn't listen. So, yeah, my friend Matt got nominated for an Oscar for short movie in drama section for a film called The Phone Call. Matt used to do adverts for like Budweiser in the UK and he'd done a Fatboy Slim video and things like that, but nothing ever big. And this was his first attempt at a little mini movie and he had Jim Broadbent in the movie. It's only like 20 minutes long, and he got nominated for the Oscar, and this week he won the Oscar.
That's fucking nuts.
That is nuts. So I'll be seeing him in the next couple of weeks, and yeah, I'm going to...
Yeah, you got to solve now an Oscar fucking winner. Oscar, for sure.
So now I'm even more of a loser to him than I was before.
Okay, did he explain, like, how does he get the money to finance the film? How does that stuff work? I want to make a short... Does he get government funding? Does he get private stuff? How does that work?
I believe his was national lottery funded. So have you got a lottery system over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just take it and fucking stick it in their pockets.
And they don't give it out at all?
No, God, no.
Okay, we've got a national lottery and they actually do give out to people as well. So whatever money the National Lottery get, they're a percentage of what they get back goes to
filming and stuff.
Well, it goes out to many sport. It goes out to so many different sort of sectors, but that's predominantly how he got his funding. And the rest.
So, who does he have to suck off to get it? Like, how does it work?
Well,
like, I want to make a film. I'm taking some lottery money. Like, how do I?
We just put a submit. Grant in.
What's that, bud?
You just put a grant in for the National Lottery, and they'll accept you or not.
You send an email, you say fucking grant at lottery.co.uk. Like, I'm making a short film. It's that Carp and I getting fucking plastered and going up to drive to heavy set where he's living and fucking throwing water balloons.
We've got the BFI, haven't we? We've got the British Film Institute. So I'd imagine that Canada's got something similar.
National Film Board of Canada. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Apply to that. Same shit. Say, got something shit to do. I've got something old school to do. Give me some money.
So that's great. First, he gets the funding, and then he gets the fucking Oscar. So, I mean, this is going to open so many doors for this guy. That's crazy.
It's literally just changed his life. It's literally just changed his life. From being a advert director to an Oscar winner is just – it's literally just changed his life. So it's fantastic. So next time I see him, I want some money off him. Matt, I want some money.
I mean, that's the thing. And now because you're going to see who his true friends are because – all his fucking, like, the chicks he fucked in high school are going to come back. Yeah, I know this guy. You know, I'm friends
with him. Right.
Can you let me in there? Can you hook me up? So that's – I'm curious to see how he changes, too, because of the fame.
He's such a grounded bloke.
Yeah.
He done a very famous Fatboy Slim movie. I don't know Fatboy Slim video. I don't even know if you guys have heard of Fatboy Slim. But
yeah, of course.
There's a video where there's a load of waxing. Have you ever seen that video? Where they're, like, waxing loads of women.
No.
Excellent.
No, I've never seen
the most popular one we got was the guy dressed up as the dog.
Okay. Well, he done that one anyway where there's loads of wax in. So that was literally his most famous thing until now.
Most famous one is
– Well, check it out now, Funk's old brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean
– Christopher Walken.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody realizes who – they just know the song. They don't know the actual artist.
They don't know it's not Christopher Walken.
Yeah, they figure Christopher Walken made the song.
But yeah, so that's my news anyway. So I now know and I'm friends with a Oscar winner.
Is that weird?
It's a little bit.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know when you talk.
You didn't do anything, but you know somebody that's cool, you know?
No, but I sort of feel like I've won the Oscar a little bit as well. Because I'm walking around and people are saying, like, fuck off, you're talking bollocks.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
But are you like, do you think kind of like, oh, if I didn't do this, he wouldn't have won, or I told him to fucking get in the film. It's like my, I did it.
Well, here's the fucking thing. I told him it was crap. So I didn't like it.
That's the ultimate fuck you though, eh? Like, your film sucks. Oh, really? You know what? I think the Academy disagrees.
I think this,
shove that up your fucking ass.
I think this golden statue's telling you to fuck off.
Yep.
Billion people voted for my fucking movie. Suck my dick. Thanks.
Yep. I'm an idiot.
You are.
That's all good, man. That's all good. Hey, we've been proven wrong. Not on Academy Award level being proven wrong, but I'm sure we've all been proven wrong. All right. Speaking of the Academy Awards, let's get into it. Who actually watched the Academy Awards?
I was watching Fastlane.
Yes, sorry.
Fastlane.
That's the thing. Eh? We're all wrestling people, so yeah.
It's
I don't think anybody.
Fastlane, and then I came home to watch The Walking Dead.
Well, that's the one thing. I mean, the demographics don't really collide that much, I guess.
I haven't watched The Walking Dead yet. It's still on my DVR.
All right, so let's break them down. Best original screenplay, Birdman. Any thoughts?
Oh, Fair Cop. Great movie.
Been wanting to see it. I didn't think, like, the only one I saw on this list was American Sniper, and honestly, with what it was against, I couldn't see American Sniper winning. It's a great movie, though.
But for the guys who haven't seen it, you know, are you guys bandwagon jumpers? Do you see it winning a bunch of awards? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to check that out now.
I think it looks cool in general. I just haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I wanted to see it before.
But is it going to motivate you even more now? I guess it gets in your subconscious now. You're aware of it.
It's on DVD now. I'll maybe wait till it's a bargain bin value and pick it up.
Just download it.
Oscar's going to motivate me to see something or another. My friends motivate me to see something, not Oscars.
Yeah, you know what? That, but I think it just gets into people's conscious. You know, like you see the movie winning a bunch of awards. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to check it out. So, and we do see most movies, like ones that don't do that well, they get that Oscar buzz backing them and they fucking they go up big
time.
What was
that black and white one with the dog? That seemed to do that. What was that fucking movie? Like last year or the year before?
Oh,
Ted.
No.
That's a bear, idiot.
No, whatever, same shit. It's not even black and white. It's Seth MacFarlane.
Fucking Ralph Garman's in that. You should know better.
I can't remember what the fucking movie is called now.
Is it also like half mostly silent too?
Yeah. That got Josh Buzz behind it, and it sort of just went off the rails.
Last year was 12 Years a Slave one. I think it's 2013.
Have a look at Silver Linings Playbook. That got a huge bump.
Was it called Old Yeller? Ant? Was it called Old Yeller?
What is Ant, like 80 like years old?
The Artist or something like that.
Animated feature Big Hero 6.
Now, okay, so he's talking about The Artist. It was in
2012. Artist. The Artist, 2012. Yeah.
God,
because no one had heard of that movie until it won the Oscar, and then boom, it sort of picked up, and
this year best animated feature one I've seen, Big Hero 6.
To me, it's the only one that deserved it out of all the nominations. Although I haven't seen The Tale of Princess Kaguya,
film. Yeah, Studio Ghibli film was great, so I would have gone for that just because I haven't seen Big Hero 6 yet.
I like The Moving Castle, so I can't say I would like one or the other, but I'm sure I would like Big Hero 6. All my nieces liked it, so.
The one thing about it deals with like death, wanting to kill, murder, fucking petty theft, fucking
revenge,
grand larceny,
vengeance.
The subject matter, it's a cartoon, but it's an animated feature, but the subject matter is very adult-like.
I'm along with SpongeBob. Why treat children like they're children? Why not just talk?
If you're talking about murdering your brother, if a 3-year-old kid, I think,
Well, a 3-year-old kid won't understand that. A 3-year-old kid will just see colors and a big white.
The big white fucking Michelin man.
But if you're talking like a 10 or 12-year-old, they're still going to like the movie. They're still going to think it's funny. And then they're going to take that, they're going to take that example and be like, okay, yeah, I get that. All right.
But what if subconsciously the 3-year-old wants to kill his brother?
I'm sure they walked in wanting to kill their brother already.
Thank you, Big Hero 6, you fucking murderous bastards. All right, best adaptive screenplay. One movie I've seen, very good, Imitation Game. Who else has seen this?
You went without me. Okay.
That was fucking good. I
best
it was
Oscar
good.
Old school of the movies ever.
Nobody's seen anything. All right, moving on. Check out Imitation Game. That was good. Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette in Boyhood. Is that the one you're talking about for 8 years there, Kev,
that's,
on the other show?
Yeah, that's the one that Kevo literally said.
They cut 18 minutes. Dude, no joke. They went on for 24 minutes about fucking Boyhood.
What? Hey, that's not my fault.
I had to cut 18 minutes of the fucking discussion. It's ridiculous.
Kevo, you want to go suck the director off? That's not
true. Yeah, he pretty much
I think he's
that.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Well, if you just want some jizz, Kevo, just ask Ann. He'll fucking do it.
Whoa. Don't fucking start bringing me into this. You've got more jizz fucking stewed up than anyone else, you fucking virgin.
Yeah, dude, seriously, I do not want to see your monitor. You must fucking just come dripping off.
Here's the thing about Boyhood, okay? It's a nice niche, okay? I really do
niche.
America, we say niche.
Niche. Thank you, America.
I think the most upsetting thing to everyone was Best Original Song, Everything Is Awesome, did not win.
I know, that's a joke. That is a joke. That wasn't the fucking music from Selma that won that.
Yeah, Best that's Original Song, joke. Glory from Selma.
Because fucking the Academy Awards is racist, but this.
Who had a meeting? Didn't fucking Sharp did their emergency meeting because they didn't have any black people winning the fucking Oscars or whatever?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I don't know. But I'm just saying that Boyhood, I understand how big of an achievement that is. That is a huge achievement to track these guys, boys and girls, all the way through their life, going back to them periodically and recording them is a great thing, but it's not. It's just a gimmick. It's not.
It's a fucking gimmick. You're right.
Gimmick. Total gimmick. I want to see it. I want to watch it. But I know what I'm going into. It's still a gimmick.
Best actor. Okay. Ant, you mentioned The Theory of Everything, right? You saw that. You liked it.
Yep. Yep. Liked it. Liked it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a Tim Bevan film. I mean, what am I supposed to say? It's just...
I don't know. Maybe elaborate. I don't know.
It's okay. I mean, I didn't think it was all that. I thought it was okay.
What do you think about Eddie Redmayne?
I've never heard of him before watching this movie. So...
How about his performance? What did you think of it?
Very good. Don't get me wrong. Very good. I thought the woman was a lot better. Felicity Jones, was it?
Sure.
Yeah, I believe.
It sounds good.
It was Felicity Jones.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And yeah, I thought she was absolute fucking fantastic. I think I would have rather have, to me personally, I would have picked Felicity Jones for actress over Julianne Moore, and I would have picked Michael Keaton over Eddie Redmayne for best actor. But
does the computer voice get a best supporting actor nod?
I don't know. Maybe it should.
Yes, it does.
Best picture, Birdman wins again. I don't know about that. I would have given to American Sniper just because I'm American.
America. I would have given it to Grand Budapest Hotel because it was my favorite film of last year. So
I still haven't seen that movie. I want to.
Imitation Game was solid too. It could have won. But yeah, Birdman's winning fucking everything. So I got to check it out now.
That's
I was gonna.
Every year though, there's one really heavy winner. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Kebo Trek, what do you got for this week?
Let's go with the Aquaman story.
Aquaman story.
Relax, Devil Vamp.
Come on, now. Come on.
All right, I'll be quiet.
All right, what do we got? What do we got? We got two here.
Well, one's just a picture, so I figured I'll just link them both.
All right, it's following on the first official poster of Jason Momoa as Aquaman in Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Love that title, by the way. The other night, new details have emerged about both the character's look and the extent of his involvement in the film. Badass Digest reports, love that, that Momoa's appearance in the movie is little more than a glorified cameo, a character who appears only two times during a survey of metahumans conducted by Lex Luthor, played by Jesse Eisenberg, and at the end when Batman recruits him to join the Justice League. So at this point, do we even care? But fucking Aquaman, isn't Aquaman like the jobber fucking
yes.
superhero anyways?
He's worst superhero ever. But I saw
like just, I'm on land. You can't do shit. Fuck off. And movie ends right there.
Pretty damn powerful in the comics.
No, but seriously, like, oh, you're coming at me. Oh, I'm just going to run and
have you not? Have you not read the comics or played Justice? Injustice game or any of that?
What, like if I have a glass of water, he can jump in that and fucking fling shit at me or what?
No,
I don't get it. He goes through my sink tap.
Cause a massive tsunami to swallow everything on the island of Montreal. Like,
yeah, whatever. He's full of shit.
He's legit stupid powerful.
What if he's in a lake, though?
He is legit the seven seas. I will fucking destroy you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, seriously.
The way you keep saying legit used to. That's proper legit.
The way you're saying it is legit.
Well, it is legit. Well, but anyway, I think he is the job of superhero.
Shut
but
up, Ant.
I looked at the poster. The guy looks good in the poster.
What if he's in a desert? What does he do?
Get a boat.
he wanks off, takes the jizz, and travels Batman through the jizz?
What's Batman doing in the desert?
He has a fucking Batmobile. He drives off and nails you and then drives off.
What do you mean, what does Batman do in the desert? He has just wanked.
He's a billionaire. What are you talking about? He owns the desert.
Aquaman was fucked.
Really, guys? Come on. Give him a little bit of a break, will you?
This is Kebo's story. Let's get his thoughts. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of surprised you're introducing a Barry Horowitz type character as your fucking right here. But let's get your thoughts.
Well, first off, I remember when they announced that it was going to be Jason Momoa, I'm like, ugh. Like, I really wasn't sure because, you know, you see him as Drogo, you see him as...
He's the Roman Reigns of fucking...
Drago. His name was Drago.
And,
I don't watch that shit.
And he was, like, Roman Dex in Stargate Atlantis. So I was like, when I first...
Conan?
Yeah, I try to forget that, but... Because wasn't Aquaman kind of gay in the comics? Or
he's super fucking gay.
No, he's not. No, but
I guarantee he's queer. I guarantee he's queer.
Fucking silver.
I thought the accounting, the casting of him was so bad, and then I saw the picture, and it kind of all changed. And
just get turned on.
I did. Oh, he's quite manly.
Half chub, at least half chub with that.
But I'm actually okay with him, like. Basically being a jobber in the movie because obviously there's bigger, you know, there's bigger fish. So
yeah, anybody.
Well, no, that's why. So
it's bigger fish.
I love the pun, by the way.
No, but so I'm okay with him only being in a couple scenes because you're not going to be able to do a backstory of Aquaman when you have Superman, when you have Wonder Woman, when you have Batman. So I'm okay waiting for that until he gets his own movie.
What's the movie? Like he's sitting in a kiddie pool when he was a kid and he's fucking throwing water.
We're finally going to see the origin of Aquaman. I want to see. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
What's with you and Aquaman? Like
I don't disrespect the Aquaman character. I like the Aquaman character. I think he could have a fun story. I tell you what, it'll be a completely different story than seeing Batman retold 60 fucking million times and Superman retold 60 million times.
Well, fuck Superman, I agree. But Batman.
You shut your fucking mouth about
shit
Batman.
Over and over and over again. Oh, let me see Bruce Wayne's parents get killed a million fucking times. Like every kid on the planet doesn't know that. Fuck that noise. Let me see another superhero. Let me see something different.
You got to have something like. He caused the Titanic. So the Titanic was the prequel.
If he kills Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm game.
He had an ejaculation and the Titanic went down.
But imagine, like, if you look at Titanic now, in like a fucking, if you freeze frame it, you see Aquaman fucking throwing an iceberg at it or something.
Yeah, like,
and this has all been planned out.
Yeah, like Bruce Wayne is computing on his fucking big ass computer, beating his big rich dick, and he's like, oh, yeah, look at – oh, my God. Somebody's in the ocean. Oh.
I mean, in all seriousness –
Batman turned to Macho Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In all seriousness, he is a jobber superhero. So what do you mean he's not? Is he a Superman?
He's not.
A Spider-Man? Is he a Batman? No, he's not.
Let me ask you a question, Double Vamp, you fucking tough guy. Did you ever have an Aquaman toy at home? Or did you have a fucking Batman toy? I guarantee you didn't have a fucking – nobody had an Aquaman toy in their fucking –
I may have had an Aquaman toy given to me.
You're the only one in the fucking block.
Yeah,
The thing is, everyone said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy until it came out. Nobody heard of it, really. Nobody, like...
Yeah, but that's because you had a raccoon with a fucking machine gun and fucking Chris Pratt. This is different. You got some fucking jobber actor. I don't care. He's garbage.
In what fucking world am I agreeing with Kev Boutrek? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you are Kev Boutrek. You're the same guy.
Fuck you and your old...
I'm more excited about anything with Aquaman than I am anything Spider-Man.
Thank you, Heavy.
Okay, at least Spider-Man added this, okay? I don't like your fucking attitude.
I don't think he was agreeing with you, but, you know. Yeah, okay,
let's disagree to agree, whatever that means. Who else has something to talk about?
I got something.
All right, what do you got?
Pee-wee Herman returns for the big holiday on Netflix.
I've never heard of Netflix. I'm sure it's great.
It's good. It's like Netflix.
What is it? Is it like the Aquaman of fucking multimedia streaming?
It's Deathpool. You know,
yeah,
Deathpool. What the fuck's with Deathpool, dude?
DRG, listen to every.
Apparently, you said it 400 times.
Apparently, DRG's a liar.
I caught it, and everyone mugged me off. But sure.
This is the RollingStone.com Pee Wee Herman next feature length adventure will be coming to a screen near you, courtesy of Netflix, with a streaming service securing the rights to Paul Rubens and Judd Apatow's upcoming movie, Pee-wee's Big Holiday. So what do you guys think? Pee-wee Herman,
ready to go back? Does he beat off in a movie theater before it starts?
You know what? We talked about this earlier. Ant doesn't know anything about that.
Oh, wow. Is it just the old people that fucking know that story?
What do you mean, old people? I'm probably older than you.
Fuck off. You're no way you're older than me.
Well,
how old are you?
How old are you? 33.
Well, there's one same year difference. But, you know, I just didn't get it over here. I didn't get it. But I got the movie. I got Pee-wee Big Adventure over here, which was amazing.
I guess, I think the question is, it's been fucking, 20 years? Can he move past it? Will people give a shit anymore?
Well, he's got a live apart from show you. That has been selling out, man. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to see I still haven't seen the HBO show. I want to see the HBO show. I'm very much looking forward to this Pee-wee. I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I thought it was a fantastic movie, especially directed by Tim Burton. Judd Apatow doing a new one, I will give you my money. I think it's going to be great.
I don't know. I just never got into it as a kid.
You didn't like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
I didn't get it. I was like, this kid, I thought he was retarded or whatever. Like, I didn't get it. I thought he had Down syndrome. Like, this Down syndrome guy playing his fucking Playhouse.
If you play Pee-wee's Playhouse today to a normal kid, kids would enjoy that shit.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's, you know what? Absolutely. But I'm curious for the parents, right? Ant, you're a parent, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Would you, knowing the whole story, would that make any difference to show your kid Pee-wee?
What, the fact that he wanks himself off in a cinema?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it might do.
I'm curious to know. Like, I mean, yeah, he sold out theaters and
over
stuff.
Over 14 years ago.
I know, absolutely. But that's kind of like, I don't know if that's like herpes. It kind of follows you forever.
But he did his penance, man. He was gone he was like banned from Hollywood for 10 years.
It was longer than 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was also
90s. An adult theater. It wasn't as if he was watching a kid's movie or something.
That's a good point. Yeah, he wasn't watching
Wanking yourself off anywhere. That's fine in public place.
Well, dude, it's better than watching Toy Story 2 and wanking. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Saying, I was wanking off in a nightclub. Only 18 and overs are allowed in a nightclub, but it's fine.
Wait, you don't do that?
Carp does.
That's all we do in Canada is just whack off to each other.
Carp does not.
Getting the blowjob, you're the one wanking yourself off, mate.
Exactly.
That's fine. I don't care. As long as I get off somehow, I'm fine.
As long as I hear the noises in the stall next to me and there's no hole to look through so I don't get anything in the eye, I'm good.
As long as they get off and get their Tim Hortons, they're great.
And on that note.
Take anything in the eye, he said. Oh, my God.
Anything else we got to discuss?
I do.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
What do you got?
James Gunn defends comic book films after Oscars and In Deep Spirit Awards pile-on. He basically goes out and says, the truth is popular fare and editing medium has always been snubbed by the self-appointed elite. What bothers me slightly is that many people assume because you make big films that you put less love, care, and thought into them than people who do make independent films or who make what are considered more serious Hollywood films. So he's basically saying a big fuck you to the Oscar elitists. And he even goes as far to say that because Dan Gilroy, the guy who did Nightcrawler. Yeah, so Nightcrawler director Dan Gilroy also had pointed comments while accepting a screenwriting award at the Independent Spirit Award. He lauded art house directors as holdouts against a tsunami of superhero movies that have swept over the industry. When Gunn responds, well, hasn't your wife been in 2 Thor films?
That's awesome.
And then he also mentions how coming up is Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. Ed Norton and Mark Ruffalo, who are the Hulk's past and present, and even Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I remember when I was younger and, you know, watching the Oscars, I'm like, this is bullshit. None of the movies I like won.
Mm-hmm. I'm still like
that.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
The only time I've ever seen somebody win anything that I really liked was when Heath Ledger won for Joker.
I think Batman. That was only because it was posthumous, though.
To say it's true, but sorry, go ahead, Ant.
To say big movies don't win Oscars is a bit of a joke to me. You know, look at the fucking Hobbit movies, or you know.
That's the only example people can fucking cite, though.
In recent times,
but in the last 10 years, name a big budget movie that won Best Picture.
Lord of the Rings.
Besides the Rings.
Yeah, last one in Lord of the Rings. But only the last one won awards.
Well, yeah, because they had to give him the nod. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. But to say that they never do is a bit crass to me.
Like, Guardians should have won something.
Guardians should have won something.
Guardians should have at least for, like, sound editing.
But that's bullshit. Like, X-Men should have been nominated for Best Picture.
Avengers should have won something.
What?
X-Men was fucking the last X-Men, the last one that came out. Fucking fantastic.
Best Picture.
Fucking right. Why not?
Okay.
Have that with Selma and fucking Birdman. Why not?
Does it always have to be dramatic, serious movies win fucking Best Picture?
Why don't you throw a curveball there? Fucking throw Ted 2 or throw fuck. Why not?
Fucking Anchorman 2. Come on. For Best Picture.
I got no. Why don't they have a Best Comedy category?
Yeah, why don't they?
Well, the Golden Globes do, don't they?
Yeah, but the Golden Globes is like the fucking Aquaman of fucking award show.
Very true.
Seriously.
Very true.
Like, get a best comedy. Get more stuff that laymans will fucking enjoy. You're right. It's all fucking vegan hipsters sipping on their Starbucks voting for their best Oscar film.
And are you telling me Dark Knight Returns didn't deserve to win Best Movie?
At least a nomination. Didn't even get that.
At least a nomination.
You know what pissed me off? Truman Show never got nominated.
There you go. That's another.
Fucking love that movie.
I look at movies like Inception, which did get it. It did get nominated, you know, which was absolutely fine.
But it's got to be the like pure exception. You see one or two. You know, Lord of the Rings always gets mentioned because it's like one of the only ones to ever win. It's bullshit. I agree 100% with this article.
Okay, I mean to say that they never even get the nod is a bit wrong.
No, it's not. They don't. What Marvel movie has ever gotten a nod for a best picture?
Yeah, but what Marvel movie has ever been deserving of it? You know what I mean?
Fuck
come
you.
On.
Last X-Men.
Avengers 1 at least deserve a best director.
Really?
Yeah.
A best director nod? Are you kidding me? Yes, it did deserve a best director nod.
Like, Avengers was so, like, I mean, I know it took forever to make, obviously, because it took technology, but it was so mind-blowing when it came out. It was the first movie I've seen multiple times in the cinema in at least 15 years. I mean,
special effects, yes, but I mean, don't make me out like a snob here. Like,
a snob.
You know, maybe I actually like acting in my movies and emotion rather than guns blasting and a fucking colorful action.
Okay, you're a fan of Tom Hardy, right? I know you're a fan.
I love a bit of Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Okay, he should have been nominated for Bane.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He should have been nominated for Bane.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Fucking right.
Seen him in better movies, but you know.
He should have been nominated for Bane. Granted, Bronson should have definitely won him a Best Actor Award. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, but I agree with that.
That was a film that no one ever heard of, really, until after.
Heard of it.
How about that Western there with fucking Shia LaBeouf there? What's the name of it?
It's not a Western.
Oh, my God. That Moonshine film. That
yeah, fucking best, give him for that.
I watched that at the cinema. That was fucking horrible.
It was literally Bane with a Southern accent. That's what he did. The director said, you know that Bane thing? That works. Okay, just put a fucking super hick Southern accent on it. You got it.
I love a bit of Tom Hardy, but yeah. I mean, call me a bit of a snob in this, but I think Oscars should go to, you know, cinematic genius. And
Oscars
I don't think
Oscars should go to blah, 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 blah. I trust it should only be the height of
it should go to people that put on a good fucking movie, and Avengers deserved it. Dark Knight Returns deserved it. All those movies, they snub them because they can. That's why they do it.
Emo Spider-Man for Best Picture.
Oh, God.
Let's get into the movie review of the week. Who has seen anything?
I've seen Kingsman, and so has Kemba.
Ooh. Ooh. I really want to hear about this, because I want to go see
Well,
Kingsman.
We usually don't spoil anything, but Kevbo, you know what? Yeah, you start, buddy.
I'm going to see Kingsman on Friday.
Here we go. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go see Kingsman on Friday, too.
I am also seeing Kingsman on Friday.
I would very well.
You've already
well,
seen it.
You
didn't
I would
see
honestly it? See it a second time.
Yeah, well, it was fantastic.
You want to go?
It was fantastic.
I might.
Here we go. Come on. Come on, guys. Tell me about it.
Come on. So, tell me.
Go ahead, Kemba.
Yeah, I mean, we're only in February, but it's definitely contender for movie of the year for me. I pretty much loved everything about this movie. I loved the action. I thought the humor was great. There was the perfect amount. All the actors did a great job. And while watching this movie, I just had a lot of fun. Everything about it was fun. And I think it was a new wrinkle on the spy genre. So really, I can't say anything bad about it. There was some shaky cam, but I was actually willing to overlook it because it kind of made sense in the context of the movie. And Sam Jackson was great. The guy who played the lead was great. Colin Firth was great. I just absolutely love this movie, and I would give it 9.5 exploding heads on 10.
And you know what I find interesting? Because you're a bit of a fucking snob when it comes to shit, and you have a weird taste. And I know these types of movies usually don't you mark them lower. So for you to like it, I think it's kind of interesting. And I'm also interested in hearing Carp's review, because this guy, like, he likes Zombievers. It's his favorite movie ever, so he's fucking way out there.
Not my
he's
favorite,
a fucking nut job. So what'd you think
Speaking
of
zombies, in my Netflix queue is Cockneys versus Zombies, so.
I love Cockneys versus Zombies. That is an actually really, really good film.
Okay, so.
That's awesome.
As for my Kingsman review, amazing film based on a really good comic. They make Colin Firth look like a badass in it. Like, Colin Firth could be the next Bond. Because of this movie. It was so
Does
good.
He have a particular set of skills?
He has a particular set of lots of things to kick bad guys' asses. Sam Jackson, spectacular bad guy. Really good job. I liked how he threw on an accent, because he says, like, in the Bond films, a lot of the bad guys have something about them. So he had to add his thing, which is great. Taron Egerton as Eggsy. It was his character's name. To me, this is a breakout role. They're already talking about him being the next Spider-Man, which I'm cool with because he did a great job in this movie. There's a scene with a dog where me and Kevbo were dying. I can't say anything else, but when you guys see it, you'll be laughing your asses off. And the action scenes were so really well done. A little bit of shaky cam, but that's obviously to make up for Colin Firth's fighting ability. It still worked, though. And they had, like, if you've seen the first Kick-Ass, how there was that long shot with Nicolas Cage taking out all the gangsters in the warehouse. It's like another long shot like that. So if you liked any part of the first Kick-Ass, you're definitely going to like this movie. I highly suggest checking it out. For me, it's also a 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, sold. Take my fucking money. Yep. Vamp, Ant, I want to get your thoughts because you're going to go see it.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this. I heard that the guys that done, I'm a big Kick-Ass fan, and I heard this was Kick-Ass even exemplified. So
Kick-Ass meets Bond.
Yeah, exactly. And as a British guy, that's right up my alley. So absolutely can't wait to see this movie. When it first came out, I was thinking it was going to be some sort of cheesy bullshit movie. But yeah. then when people actually started watching it and telling me about it, then I realized exactly what I was in for, because I just thought it was going to be some sort of PG sort of bullshit.
And that was because of that trailer, right?
Yeah, it's a terrible, they didn't really sell it well to me.
Yeah.
The trailer, the same fucking thing. It's, you have to see the Red Band trailer and then you're going to want to see this movie.
Yeah, definitely. I'm absolutely sold on this movie.
Devil.
All my friends, one of my friends, Mac, gets a lot of special tickets to go see movies before they come out. So they like preview movies. He was so excited after he saw this movie. He bought all of my other friends' tickets to see this movie.
Oh, shit.
And took them all to go see this movie. That's how excited he was and how guaranteed you're going to like this movie he's all about. So I can't wait to see this movie on Friday when I get off of work. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's over. Carp, if you want to go again, I'm down.
There's a good possibility I'll go.
I hope it only made like $44 million in the United States. I hope this is one of those movies that actually goes up in the second week instead of down the second week. I really do. I'm really excited for this movie. I love the director of Kick-Ass. I really do. It's one of my first Blu-rays I ever bought.
I can see this having really good word of mouth, especially everybody I've spoken to who have seen it. Fucking raves about it. So definitely gonna check that out. Update from 2 weeks ago. I made a bet with Charlie.
I want to hear this.
You know, it's funny. Actually, I haven't seen it yet. There's a reason for that.
Traitor.
I know. Listen, I will keep my word. But yeah, so I made a bet with Charlie saying that if you can get 10 retweets, because nobody likes her, she's garbage.
Because she's a prude.
She's like the Coco Beware of fucking Johnny.
She doesn't allow her boyfriends to beat their dicks, so she's very much a prude.
She's a fucking, yeah, she's a jobber. And so I'm like, nobody's going to retweet, you're garbage. And she gets exactly 10 retweets. So now I have to go see 50 Shades of Grey, whatever the fuck it's called.
I mean, if you really look at some of those retweets, I think like over half of them were from the same person, a.k.a. Andy Anderson, using all his accounts.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying it's bullshit. It's fucking Andy Anderson, 1, 2, 3, 4, with like that generic Twitter logo, that fucking like outline of whatever. But I checked it over and it was fucking you, cocksucker, double vamp.
Thank you.
It was fucking all these guys who sabotaged me. And now I have to go see this fucking movie.
I was loyal to you. I did not sabotage.
Thank you. And Heavy Set too said fuck you too. I remember that.
I say we do if we can get 20 retweets, you don't have to do it. I'll use all my accounts. You can use all your accounts. We can call Captain up. He'll use all his accounts. And right there, I think that's about 20.
Somehow get me out of this, yeah. So I'll give you my report, I guess, unfortunately, next week. Porn.
I was very pleased to be the 10th.
you're a fucking bastard, man.
Honestly,
you know, like I remember there's some kind. You figure there's some kind of loyalty because of the show. Nah, fuckers. Like I'm gonna fuck this guy over. I'm gonna make him watch fucking torture porn.
That movie, it's not torture porn.
Yeah, it is.
It's torture. Really not.
It's romantic really not. Torture porn.
Yeah, no. I've seen like he throws her on the bed. Apparently, fucking jizzes in her face and all this. Like it's fucking disgusting. Like I don't want to see fucking. Takes a beer ball and fucks it with a beer ball.
Wait, it's disgusting. Wait. You watch internet porn, okay?
You're not
a stranger to the internet.
Nah, listen, I don't know what that is. I don't know. Yeah,
all right, whatever. Kink.com, bitch, is all I'm saying.
I don't even know what that is.
But you've been there.
I've heard of things. I don't know. All right.
I've got a second movie review.
Oh, cool. What do you got?
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
I don't know how good it is, Carp.
God.
All right, Carp, we're in.
Did you like the first?
Yes, I love the first. Oh my god, I left my mouth. Yes.
if you like, if you like the first, you'll like the second a lot. It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
I laughed for an hour and 15 minutes of the fucking movie. It was so over the top funny at points.
Wow.
Clark Duke and Craig Robinson and Rob Corddry's chemistry as a comedic group is so good. Some of their bits, like Clark Duke starts talking about Fringe and they're like, "You're a fucking nerd. You fucking nerd. You're a fucking nerd." I can't say much without ruining it. Some great sets of boobs.
Oh, please do.
Because it's Hot Tub Time Machine. Definitely
got the dog
die
in this or what?
I mean, shotgun to the dick. That's all I got to say.
I'm very excited. I'm not going to see it until I stream it, though. I have to say that.
So Hot Tub Time Machine 2 was a 8 shotguns to the dick out of 10 for me.
That's awesome.
And did you not see the first one, Ant?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
No, it was one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen.
I wasn't a fan myself. You're like, I understand.
Look, I like this Craig Robinson guy. I like that guy because he was in Bob This Morgan. Is the End. I watched This Is the End the other day. Have you seen that?
Okay, it's not a Hot Tub Time Machine.
No, this but I liked him. I liked him in it. I like that guy in particular, but not Hot Tub Time Machine was. Listen to the fucking title of the fucking movie. Jesus Christ.
Bob Corddry is you, but British.
It's like fucking Bill and Ted all over again. It's a load of old shit.
Oh my God. You're such a Debbie Downer.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
Black? Black?
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Yeah, maybe he can grow some more hair while he's at it.
And on that note, let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down. All right, Carp, let's break down the numbers for this week.
Still number one, 50 Shades of Beating Your Woman Legally because she signs a contract.
50 Shades of Beating the Shit Out of Women, $22 million.
Or as it truly actually was, it's Erotic Twilight Fan Fiction.
It's That's erotic this 50-year-old fiction.
Erotic Twilight torture porn. Yeah.
For its second week, remaining number one, pulling in $22.2 million for a total of $129 million on a $40 million budget, plus an additional $280 worldwide.
73% drop, though.
73% draw. Still, it pulled in a shit ton of money on a $40 million budget, and I know there's two more books. As I've been informed, there will be two additional sequels.
No,
Can I put something in the Red Book?
Worldwide. Sorry, go ahead.
Old school?
Making a Red Book request.
I'm recording. Hold on. Right. Go.
Red Book. When the Razzies come around for next year, 50 Shades of Grey has the most nominations.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you got it. Guaranteed.
In second place, for the second week in a row, we have Kingsman, the Secret Service, pulling in an additional $18.3 million, only a 50% drop, for a total gross of $67.9 million domestic U.S. number, budget of $81 million. However, this has done very well foreign with an $86.4 million budget, so worldwide at the moment is $155.7 million. I'm sure that the production company, or Fox, is very happy with that.
I hope so, because I heard it's a great movie.
Third place, still in the top five, which seriously makes me question the American education system, is the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, with $16.5 million for a total of $126.2 million.
Maybe does he live in a pineapple under the sea with Aquaman?
Yeah.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Guaranteed SpongeBob in a fight with Aquaman, SpongeBob goes over.
Carp, those... SpongeBob... is
like great. It wouldn't even be a fucking fit. He'd destroy Aquaman.
SpongeBob,
it'd be over.
SpongeBob is directed towards an adult and a childlike audience. Oh,
stoner adults.
So you're saying Aquaman would take it in the ass?
Aquaman definitely take it in the ass.
So in fourth place, we have the debuting Kevin Costner film, McFarlane USA, America. For a debut of $11 million, even. It's about some Mexican kids running in a city called McFarlane, from what I've got in the trailer. Fifth place is The Duff, or The Designated Ugly Fat Friend,
is there a first-week
opening of $10.8 million on an $8.5 million budget, I wouldn't be
yeah,
surprised.
Yeah, it's the actual name. It's true. He's not fucking around.
Really? Who's in that movie? Come off it. That can't be a movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have a listing right
now. Melissa McCarthy?
Bella Vine. No, it's like a high school. It's a high school dramedy. Sixth place, American Sniper, pulling in an additional $10 million for a total of $320 million domestic on a $58.8 million budget. Damn, this has made some good money for Warner Brothers.
All domestic.
Seventh place, we have the debuting Hot Tub Time Machine with $5.9 million on a budget of $14. This will make its money back in the back end for sure.
Yeah, because it costs $18 to make. Yeah. All you need is a hot tub and a couple of jobber actors. You're
it
good.
It also came out in a very bad weekend. I think next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend is pretty much all horror movies.
So yeah, they rented the hot tub. They didn't even buy it.
So Hot Tub Time Machine's being raped by a fucking designated ugly fat friend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Fam, are you my duff?
Oh, I'm definitely your duff.
Eighth place.
Hot beard.
Eighth place, we have Jupiter Ascending, or as I like to call it, Channing Tatum's Space Elf. Pulling in $3.8 million for 39.6 on a budget of $176 million.
That's an utter failure.
The Wachowskis are done with Hollywood. After Cloud Atlas and this, losing the amount of money they've lost, they're finished.
Has anybody seen Cloud Atlas?
I have not.
I still don't get it. I've watched it 14 times.
I thought it was really... I thought it was actually a pretty good movie.
What the fuck is it? To explain what it is.
It's a movie that goes from generation to generation to generation to generation.
But it's the same guy. It's Tom, correct. 18 Tom Hanks's.
Yep, exactly.
That's retarded. I don't get that. Makes no sense.
I didn't say it made sense. I just said it was
too many.
No, but that's it. Like 15 fucking Tom Hanks, 15 Halle Berry's. Like, couldn't you get another somebody to play Halle Berry? Like, I don't get it. Like, why was that's it's stupid? No, I'm saying, how is that racist? That makes no sense.
They're not all the same.
Just put another actress. I don't. She can be black. She can be whatever you want. I don't care.
Racist.
Just whatever. Fuck off.
Ninth place, we have The Imitation Game, pulling in an additional $2.5 million for a total of $83.8 million, which is
The Imitation Game?
Dude, it's the Fat Greek Wedding of 2015. It makes like $5 million for like a year.
And then finally, we have Paddington. $2.4 million, total of $67.8.
I don't care what anybody says. Paddington's number two on the Bears. I give it to Baloo. He flies a fucking airplane. Oh, yeah, tailspin. Okay, that's fine.
Pooh Bears still
better. But whoever, I forget, it was a
DRG.
DRG? You're fucking out of your mind. Pooh Bears below Teddy Ruxpin. That still pisses me off.
No, Pooh Bears way better than Paddington.
I'm pretty certain that at the moment, at time of recording, that Paddington is the highest grossing movie of the year.
Yeah, so fuck you, DRG, and fuck you, Teddy Ruxpin.
Foreign numbers on this is $154.2 million. And big the UK numbers. Contributing.
And it made about $18 in the US.
Yeah. Is it about $40 million in the UK?
My niece had a field trip to go see that movie. She loved it.
Foreign UK.
And she was one of the eight people who saw it. In the States.
We love that. We love Paddington.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's over. Paddington's mad over
the UK. I don't know why you guys don't like Pooh Bear. That's from the UK, too.
Well, we like all sorts of bears.
He's a fucking downer. He's a total downer.
You killed all your bears in the country, but you supposedly like bears, too?
Pooh Bear totally off.
We've never had bears. What sort of fucking geography have you done?
Hang on.
We've never had bears in Britain, you fucking idiot.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, look it up. Fucking idiot.
And so off that's the numbers for this week.
All right. Thank you very much. Upcoming movies for this week. We've got two. Our first one is starring Will Smith. Oh. Can he make
– and Margot Robbie, which is why I might go see it.
This is Focus. All right, so guys, no.
What the fuck was that?
That'll do.
Yeah.
So it starts with a car crash.
Oh, look at that. Eurasian brown bear, motherfucker. Oh,
yeah, because Britain's in Asia.
Sorry.
Eurasia.
The Asian brown bear. European. We live in Europe. Well also done.
We know as the European brown bear or the European bear. Fuck. Oh.
Yes. Okay. Devil vamp, right? I live in Europe
Yeah, I just live in Europe.
I hope you understand that, but I live in a place called Britain.
Yes,
I don't think
yes,
it bears in Britain. Big,
it has been known to be in Britain, fucker. Yeah,
bullshit. Thank
you. Look it up, bitch.
Yeah.
If it vacations in Britain, it doesn't count.
What?
No. It has to take a holiday in Britain, because that's what they do over there.
Yeah, sorry. Heavy's right. It has to take a holiday in Britain.
A holiday, not a vacation. But
it's
anyway, let's get on this.
Let's get on with this fucking car crash of
it's
a movie.
A film that Will Smith's never actually been good in a movie, ever.
Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Well,
con man. I can convince anyone of anything. You see, there's a son.
Can he convince you to watch one of his movies, Ed?
Mike Lowry.
To getting people to trust you.
I want in.
With your current skill set, you don't.
Maybe you could teach me in your room.
That is so bad.
Is it?
Does it feel sexy on your face?
A little.
It does. Okay, let's go.
We're about 30 strong. Everybody gets a percentage. They hit quick and get out.
Who's the girl?
She's our intern.
You hitting that?
I'm right here.
No, Farhad, I'm not hitting that.
You should hit that.
When marimba rhythm start to play.
You never drop the condom.
Dance with me.
Never break.
Did he say you never drop the condom, break it?
You should hit that, dude. Seriously.
Never drop the condom, though. It'll break.
Make me sway. Where are the black people? Like a lazy.
I got this.
What?
The sorry.
Hold me close.
Congratulations. You're a criminal.
You might be one of the best I've ever seen.
The big con. Thought you're all big time.
Taxi driver.
You mean the one where we make so much money we all retire?
Ocean's 11.
I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives.
This needs to be discreet, no holes.
I can't tell you the truth about my disguise.
You seem trustworthy, but you don't know me.
If it brings
Thomas
me
Crown
to
effect.
My knees.
See you, Mark. That's fantastic.
Bad religion.
Entrapment.
He's not a guy you want to cross. All of it. 1.1 million.
Nikki, that is my money, too.
Now you make things interesting.
There's no room for heart in this game. It'll get you killed.
How's it feel?
Rounders.
Wow. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's hammers and nails.
50 Shades of Grey.
You decide which one you want to be.
No! It's a bad religion.
I want to ride the coattails of great music and hopefully make a good trailer.
All right, here's the thing. I'm curious because I kind of like these movies. It's fucking – I guess why we've been coughing so much. It's been done 1,000 times. Question for the panel is: Will Smith enough of a draw to get you to see this?
No,
double vent.
No, fuck no. I am so. The girl is way too young for him. It's super. I mean, it's a little creepy when you watch the trailers. The girl is way too young for him.
Black people don't age. That's false.
Oh God, you're such a fucking racist. I forgot.
Dude, Denzel looks 30. I don't care.
Canadians are such racists.
How is that racist?
That Canadian is so racist.
They don't age.
All I'm saying is that she looks way too young to be his love interest in this.
It does look creepy. Yeah.
If she was like Olivia Wilde or someone else that was a little bit older, I would understand that. But even the like. I saw her on Top Gear. Her and Will on Top Gear look okay, but her in makeup in the movie, she looks like she's fucking 16. She just does. And that for that reason alone, it turns me off. Plus, she's blonde. I'm not into blondes.
It's legal in the Netherlands. There's no problem. Kebo Trek, you're in it.
I'd pretty much go see it for her. But maybe
you're
like a
fucking perv.
Wow.
It's legal here. It's fine.
It's legal. It's legal somewhere.
It's legal in Quebec.
Rapist.
Yeah. Okay, Carp. Let's go.
I haven't seen a Will Smith movie in the cinema since I Am Legend, and it's probably going to keep up.
What happened with Will Smith? Is it because he tried to shove his son down our throats, now we're fucking sick of him, or what?
Yep.
I think it's the aftermath effect.
Never been Earth Effect, and he actually does not hide from it. He said in an article that we read earlier on Cerebral.
Is it the After Earth Effect or After Birth Effect?
After Earth Effect and After Birth Effect.
That we the read. After Earth After Birth Effect.
Yes.
It's just too much like whip your hair back and forth along with my son's terrible acting. I can't take it.
Whip your hair back and forth. Whip your hair back and forth. Whip your hair back and forth.
You know what? I'm not sure, Benant. I think he's on the fence with this one.
I'm just saying, what does Will Smith give me? You said, when I said it originally, you said Bad Boys. Do you know what year Bad Boys was? 1995. That is actually 20 years ago.
How about
now.
Switch? What's the movie?
No. Hang on. I said earlier when we were talking about this.
Hang on.
Am I not talking?
Did you say Switch, old school?
Twitch or Switch? What's the fucking woman he was?
Hitch, this motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
It's Hitch.
Right. Oh, Hitch. Yeah, whatever. Same.
No, I quite like
beating a black man in this movie. Okay, we're getting together two African American and two female people. Okay,
look at this guy.
Fuck.
I'll say anything, and I'm racist apparently.
Oh my god.
Okay, Al Sharpton, calm the fuck down. Go ahead, Ant.
But anyway, right. So. In 20 years, I've seen him in many movies, and I've only really liked him in The Pursuit of Happiness. So, and he's one of the biggest draws in Hollywood. Now, to me, that's not a good resume. If you're earning that much money and you give me 1/2 films in 20 years, that's not good enough for me for a draw. So I will not go and see this movie because I'm not denying that he's talent. I'm denying that he's never been in a good fucking movie in the last 20-odd years.
What you haven't seen Ali yet, you said, right?
No, I haven't seen Ali. Like I said.
I liked Ali. I liked it.
It's about your body of work in a period of time. You can't earn $20 million a fucking movie and give me Hitch. You can't earn $20 million
a movie. It's a Switch, by the way.
And give me Men in Black 3.
No.
Independence Day, you didn't like that?
Man, that's not true.
No. That's also 20 years ago, though.
Exactly. Independence Day.
I'll give you one recent.
Independence Day, Men in Black, Bad Boys. They were all in the same decade.
Okay. This is 6 years ago. 7 Pounds.
Yeah.
That was fucking good.
Didn't see it. Sorry.
Yeah, that was good. It was good. Hancock was okay.
I actually enjoyed Hancock until the ending.
Yeah, it was stupid. Enemy of the State. Yeah, okay.
That's the one about the dog.
What?
What's the one about the dog?
I Am Legend. You keep asking that.
The one about
what's the with dog? You and dogs in movies?
Dags. When all your emotion is invested in the animal and not the fucking actor, that's when you know that you've got a bad actor.
It's fucking Dags.
I thought Hitch was funny. I thought 7 Pounds was fantastic. Bad Boys, Wild West was the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, I'm going to punch you in the
punch. I'm trolling. I'm kidding. Bro, don't fucking jizz yourself.
Hey, old school. They're making a Bad Boys 3, dude.
I'd go see that.
I cannot wait. Bad Boys 2 was off the fucking chain.
It was fucking
good. You know
good.
What, though? I'm going to give him a chance because he's supposed to be in the Suicide Squad movie.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
You know, he sells computers in the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. Him and that girl, and the same girl, the British girl that was in that
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, they're both supposed to be in the Suicide Squad movie.
Men in Black 4, he actually plays...
Not Jared fucking Leto. The guy with the long hair. What's his name?
Jared Leto.
Yeah, he's in Suicide Squad as well.
What are we talking about? Will Smith. Oh, yeah. Okay, so nobody wants to go see that. Oh, heavy. Would you want to go see that?
Actually, yes. I do.
Oh, really?
I don't feel like this is a normal role for Will Smith, and that's what makes me want to see it. Normally, you see him a really good guy, and he's always doing good and everything. And this, I mean, granted, he's playing a criminal, and he's the main character. I want to see it. I want to see how this translates. Just because when I really think about it, this is nothing like he's played in I don't know how long.
Yeah, I mean, Ocean's 11, Will Smith edition.
But Hancock, he wasn't a good guy, heavy.
Yeah, he was a heel.
Well, he wasn't a heel. He was a tweener.
Anti-hero.
Let's get on to the next trailer, The Lazarus Effect.
Good morning, James.
This whole process started with the Lazarus Serum. The goal here is simple, to bring someone back from the dead.
About one. In 3, 2, 1.
No effect.
Maybe if we up the dosage next time, if we up the...
Yeah, I legit fucking jumped out. Paranormal.
You were playing God with a bunch of dead animals. If we're going to be asking big questions, we have to be ready for the answers.
Fuck off.
Whoa, that's too much neural activity.
What the hell's going on here?
We're going to duplicate the experiment.
In 3, 2, 1.
Zoe, she's been electrocuted. Clear?
I'm not going to lose her.
You're talking of bringing someone back from the dead.
No, no.
Injected with the T-virus. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, sweetheart, it's me.
Did I just die?
You okay?
I think something's wrong.
You've just been through a traumatic experience.
You need to let your body heal. What?
It's not Zoe in there.
I went somewhere.
That was a dream.
No, it was hell.
Zoe, we can help you.
It's too late for that. You have no idea what you've done. But you will.
Nobody is safe because Olivia Wilde is a zombie. Cart, let's get your thoughts.
It kind of looks like a Earthbound version of Event Horizon creepiness. And I loved Event Horizon, so I'm definitely going to check this out Friday.
Vamp.
Probably before I go see Kingsman with you.
Vamp.
Olivia Wilde is one of the most beautiful people on the planet. That's all I have to say.
Would you fuck her if she was a zombie and she tried to kill you?
Fuck yeah, I would fuck her if she was a zombie and she tried to kill me. Actually, I'd probably fuck her twice because I'd probably just end up, you know, killing her again and fucking her again.
And on that note, Ant, let's get your thoughts.
Seems a little bit generic for me.
Yep.
I'm sure it'd be great on an IMAX, but for me, illegally downloading, not that I'm promoting illegally downloading... For me, illegally downloading, watching
fucking
it on my TV,
pirates.
I don't think it would transpose the way I'd want it to. So, yeah, I'd probably give it a miss, to be fair.
To me, it's a movie that you like scares, and you're going to see this on IMAX and get the shit scared out of you.
What was that film with Kevin Bacon that when he went all invisible?
Yeah, Footloose.
The Invisible Man?
Was it actually called The Invisible Man?
Yeah, yes.
Well, it seems a bit like that to me.
Heavy set?
Nope.
All right, let's get it. You guys got to get off the call, eh? Do your show?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so Carp, Kev, and I'll finish the feedback. So any plugs you guys want to do? I guess DSJNP?
Hashtag C-Satire, guys. We love doing it for fucking goddammit.
For the prudes?
For the prudes, yes.
So, I've got a question.
For the prudes, yeah. What up, Carl?
About satire. Is Wayne's short bus special?
We like to think so sometimes, but actually he's really not short bus special. But he will be on not the next show, but the show after that. And then we have to do some bank shows. So I hope you guys enjoy. Really, we love doing it for you guys. So
that fucking soundbite with the Teach Wayne shit, I spit my water out.
Yeah, so hashtag C-Satire on Twitter. Send us your article, guys. We need some. We're going to do a viewer article special soon coming up. So hope you guys enjoy.
Awesome. Heavy set.
Well, obviously, you can catch The Anything Goes right here on the Trending Topic Network. A new episode is going to be up soon. We haven't recorded. We are running low on question submissions, and you can get those. Send us to us at The Anything Goes.
All right, thanks. Ant, anything you want to plug?
I'm staying on with you guys for a minute.
Oh, you're not going on the other show?
No.
All right, awesome. See you later, heavy set. Thank you very much. Let's get into hashtag OSATM feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Okay, so from @DRG, watching The Sandlot with the kids, what movies from your childhood do you / would you still enjoy as an adult? For me, Princess Bride is definitely on there.
Ghostbusters,
yeah. And something that you watched as a kid that you still love?
Labyrinth.
Oh, yes. Dark Crystal as well.
Goonies as well, classic.
Back to the Future trilogy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, first two.
Fuck you, I was going to say that. No Holds Barred.
Yeah, any early Arnie, like Running Man.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
Revenge of the Nerds,
I picked up the quadrilogy. the four pack of the Revenge of the Nerds for like $10. So I'm definitely gonna have to sit down and watch those again.
Police Academy.
Caddyshack.
Oh, come on.
Fuck you, Police Academy. Dude. Police Academy. Fuck off. That was awesome, man. Jones with the sound effects. It was great.
Joey, continue. At double A Andy Anderson. I agree with that. Oldschool.net. Fever Pitch is better than Zoolander. Andy Anderson, you're wrong. It is an underappreciated genius film, Zoolander.
Have you seen Fever Pitch?
I don't have to.
Shut the fuck up.
Zoolander was literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, both of us wanted to walk out.
Hang on. Zoolander is quite underrated to me.
Thank you, Ant.
I want to walk out.
Oh, yeah, we were going to, if the other wanted, we were going to walk out.
No. We both thought we didn't want to walk out. And then at the end, they're like, you're going to walk out? Yeah. Why didn't you say something? I wanted to walk out.
That was me and you underrated, and Tusk, man.
It's the whole petrol scene. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know what
like petrol is. Like the walk-off and having David Bowie there, it's way underappreciated.
Fuck off. I hate it.
Double A Andy Anderson again. There are 9 Ernest movies.
Holy
Ernest,
fuck.
So 98.
Is that eight too many? Yeah.
Yeah. So it goes from 87 to 98. We got Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Scares
Ernest
Stupid.
Ernest wanks it in a movie theater.
That's Ernest right. Rides Again, Ernest Goes to School, Ernest Slam Dunk Ernest, which wow. I'm sure Kevbo has to see, Ernest Goes to Africa, and Ernest in the Army.
Ernest gets unemployment insurance.
I was looking up this something quite similar the other week with regards to movies, and I saw that if you're looking at just one franchise, James Bond has the most in 25 movies, which will be. But if you're looking at one particular sort of thing, Godzilla has fucking 35 fucking movies for Godzilla movies. Jesus.
The Japanese are fucking nuts.
They love the Godzilla. Yeah.
Godzilla. Let's see, we got some Cataclysmic tweeting, saw some shorts of SNL 40 on the news, looks pretty boring, I agree. It had a couple of moments, it was about 2 hours too long, and it was 2.5 hours.
It was
hours
2.5 hours, dude.
Without commercials.
It was, yeah, it would like some like De Niro fucking completely botched his fucking 2-minute speech. Like it was, I guess, nice send-off to the old...
Said, Melissa McCarthy trying to do the Matt Foley. Matt Foley was terrible.
It was awkward. A lot of it, yeah, a lot of it could be missed. It was just a send off to the old cast, pretty much. But yeah, a lot of it was shit.
And I'm kind of disappointed that Eddie Murphy did not agree to do some of the skits that he wanted him to do.
He should have done a skit. Like Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood would have been funny.
To me, what his thing was is, okay, I'm walking away from Hollywood. That's what I felt like he said.
He's too safe. He's playing it. He doesn't want to fuck up that kid's persona. You know what I mean? He's sold out.
Obviously, I didn't get SNL 40, but was Will Ferrell in it at least?
The Celebrity Jeopardy was
Celebrity
good,
Jeopardy.
Though.
He was Trebek, and he did like when he does the church musical people with the other woman. They had like a
on a gas tire.
Yeah, but that was it.
Okay, cool.
So we got from at Hallmark of Swede.
Hallmark, man. Hallmark's a fan.
Come on, Frozen is one of the best Disney movies ever.
No, it's not at all. You're wrong.
Come on, Frozen or Frozen?
Come on, Frozen.
Okay. Like, I thought you saw just mew porn or something.
No, you're so wrong.
You know what? I haven't seen Frozen, but I'm going to agree with you, Ant, because like, to me, Fantasia is one of the best Disney movies ever. So.
Wow. I'd pick at least 10 in front of Frozen. So.
Yeah. We got some more Hallmark of Swede. Forced to watch 50 Shades of Grey for Valentine's Day. I don't understand why all women like that book. It's about physical abuse. I actually read a joke on Facebook. It's only a romance novel because he's a billionaire. If he were a redneck, it would be... He'd be in jail. Arrested,
yeah. Yeah,
that's fucking funny.
We got some more Hallmark Suite. I am so interested in seeing what Marvel does with the Spider-Man character. Eater. I believe you meant to say either way it's going to be awesome.
Oh, come on, man. He is Swedish.
Dude, if he eats her, I'd fucking watch it.
Double A Andy Anderson tweets multiple times, like movies, listen to Old School at the Movies and give feedback.
Hey, Double A, thanks for the plugs, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
He says it like 3 dozen times. So.
That's fucking great. Yeah. Harass everybody. I don't give a shit. Maybe one of them listens. That's awesome.
I got some good from Piper the DJ here. At the Mountie. I want to hear live commentary of #OSATM during 50 Shades.
You really want me to watch the fucking movie and record it?
If you go with Charlie, she's going to be the fucking commentary.
She never shuts up that one. Fuck.
She does like to talk, doesn't she? Bless her.
Sorry, Charlie, but I'm next film I go see with you, I'm making you wear a ball gag, 50 Shades style.
Wow. She's not that bad, man. Come on.
More Piper to the DJ, do you ever go to a movie based on the soundtrack? I have not.
What was that one with Dave Bautista in, and it had a Wu-Tang soundtrack on, and it was like...
Man with the Iron Fist.
Yes, that is literally the only film I've gone to see with a soundtrack, because it was done by RZA, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, it was done by RZA.
I think if I heard, like, a RoboCop, if I had heard the old school theme, I would have been enticed to see it. That's what I was missing, like... If I would have just heard that, I would have watched the movie live.
Oh, it was actually in the movie.
I know, but they didn't do it, so I didn't actually go see it. But
you know
if
what?
They
I
did,
think that was like an Easter egg they wanted to do.
Maybe, like, but that's something like you sell. That's a selling point. Like, but the specific soundtracks, not really. Not
I think
me.
That's like put me in a movie. AA Andy Anderson, hashtag OSEATM, better get ready for shaking.
OSEATM? Yeah, good job, idiot.
Yeah. Better get ready for shaky cane. In hashtag run all night.
What is like an old dude with a fucking shaking his cane and shit?
Oh, it is Liam. Some more promoting of old school to movies. Give feedback. Mr. DRG watched Million Dollar Arm and was very impressed. Did not realize that it was a true story. Really enjoyable, feel good flick.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if I can watch that John Hamm fucking meets what's that Indian movie there?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, it's like John Hamm, Slumdog Millionaire meets baseballers. I don't know. Fuck, it just doesn't. Seems like a safe Disney movie. You know what I mean? Like, DRG, tweet me, man, if it's like super fucking over the top, like kiddish bullshit. But if it's not, yeah, I'll check it out.
Another DRG comment. Saw Let's Be Cops over the weekend. Found it to be funnier than I expected with some random comedy.
Wasn't a fan of Let's Be Cops.
I really enjoyed it.
No, personally. Wasn't a fan.
Wow, that was awful.
Mr. DRG, yet again, 30 minutes into this new Godzilla, and while I like paranoid Bryan Cranston, this film is suffering from a lack of, you know, Godzilla, which I completely agreed with on that point.
Oh, another Godzilla.
Yeah, the North American newest one. By far, it's a lot better than the shit that was made in early 2000s with, what's his name? Jean Reno and, fuck, who is it? Anyways, the one in New York.
I think that movie proves that Ferris Bueller, right? Just can't shit golden eggs all the time.
Mr. DRG, haha, 5 minutes after my lack of Godzilla tweet, I'm seeing my first glimpse. Shit is about to seriously hit the fan. Hashtag OSATM, hashtag marking out. Let's see, Mr. DRG yet again. Finished Godzilla and The Abyss immediately followed. Haven't done shit for hours, but holy hell, what a great movie. Kind of disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree as well.
Devil Vamp. Who's recently on this call?
Who?
I'm at work.
That's a fucking douche.
Yeah. Somewhere I don't want to be, and now hashtag OSATM is making me listen to this abortion.
Dude, there's no E in hashtag OSATM. What the fuck, dude? Hooked on phonics. Didn't work for you.
Is making me listen to this abortion of a trailer, 50 Shades of Who Gives a Fuck.
Yeah, okay.
Continue with Devil Vamp. For making listen to that trailer of Grey bullshit, you all deserve to go and watch this fucking retarded movie. Hashtag, it's what you get.
Well, fuck you, Devil Vamp. You were number 9 or whatever, so now I gotta see that movie.
Devil
Hashtag
Vamp.
Fuck you.
At All Wine Inside, 50 Shades of Grey is not a true BDSM relationship and portrays a bad...
That's torture porn.
It's not. I've heard portions of the book. And I've heard
You've heard portions of the book? Yeah.
Of the book.
Yes, I've heard people read portions
he saw
of the
book
on their other podcasts. More Devil Vamp.
I watched the book, and it was great.
If you saw the book? Yeah, you liked it.
It's great.
This movie, 50, is for women who don't know shit about sex. They're frustrated by their shitty husbands who don't lick pussy.
Who's that from?
That's from Devil Vamp.
That's from Devil Vamp, the guy that's not got a missus. Okay, brilliant.
More at Devil Vamp. I am not the same. I am not the same as fucking Kev Botrek. Fuck him.
You are the fucking same as Kev Botrek.
Fuck him. And at DRG, he has shit taste in movies.
It just reminds me of Kev Botrek's like the angel on the shoulder, and Vamp's the devil. But like combine them, they're a normal person.
Well, I haven't heard Kev Botrek since Devil Vamp's gone.
That's exactly. I'm fucking telling you that is what happened was at some point in the timeline, this person got split into two different people. Kebo Trek is the nice version and Vamp is the fucking cocksucking asshole. And put them together, normal guy. Go ahead.
Double Andy Anderson returns with Nightcrawler had keep saying out loud, why the F would you do that? Jake Gyllenhaal plays a great crazy guy. Back to Devil Vamp. Hell no, read those reviews. My ex read the book, only the first one. She said it was awful. I can only imagine the movies. I assume that's about 50 Shades.
What the fuck, Devil? Why? Like, I gotta go see this. I think it's a piece of shit.
Is that why you missed the show?
He's like bitter about this movie. He's like a bent up, bitter fucking ex-boyfriend of this movie.
He said his ex read the first one. So maybe she's read 2 and 3, but after that she's left him.
So yeah, he's pissed. Like she cheated on him. She cheated on him. The dude wanked it in the fucking book.
Exactly.
And he fucking read it.
Exactly.
That's why he's pissed.
Kev Bo, what do you reckon, Devil Vamp? Kev Bo?
He's not even there.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
Oh. Seriously? No, he's still
here.
He's here.
Oh, there you go. Double Vamp, what do you think of it?
Hey,
there you go, see?
At Kev Vamp, what do you think?
Kev Vamp, yeah.
So from DRG to at Devil Vamp, says the guy who likes Melissa McCarthy loves Deathpool and shits on classics like Warriors. Devil Vamp's response to that, Warrior sucks. I said Deathpool, because let's see, I was up for 23 hours and drunk. Hashtag
fuck off with your excuse bullshit.
My movie takes stands.
You're fucking retarded American. You can't pronounce Deadpool.
Fuck.
And just admit to it and stop making excuses. Kebo Vamp.
Oh, massive fan, massive fan, massive fan.
Oh, I love Deadpool. He's the fucking best.
Yeah, I love it so much.
And DRG,
I'm going to start calling him Kebo Vamp now.
DRG responds to that, and yes, your movie taste stands. It stands to be on par with Kevbo's movie taste. Hashtag personality crisis.
Because they're the same person. Yeah. Thank you.
Finally, somebody new from Brian at Toons.
Hey. Brian from Toons is fucking, he's a veteran of the show, man.
Would you rather be forced to watch only franchise reboots or only movies with only Henson animatronic special effects?
Franchise reboots.
Yeah.
Cool question.
Yeah, I think I'd deal with the reboots before the Henson animatronics.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Kebo Vamp, what do you think?
I agree.
And then we finally close out with Double A Andy Anderson saying, listen, like movies, listen to old school at the movies, and give feedback by using hashtag OSATM.
That's awesome. Hey, but wait, there's more. We have an email.
Oh.
From Piper the DJ. Name two movies where the commercials were on such high rotation that you lost all desire to watch the movie.
Mm.
Seventh Son. I've seen 8,000 commercials. You know, still don't know what it is.
It's a Dungeons and Dragons movie. I told you that.
See, but you told me that in 2 seconds. 80 commercials didn't sell me yet. All they had to say was, "Okay, it's got the dude in it. Dungeons and Dragons. Come see it." I would have watched it. No, nope. They had to guess the Seventh Son or the Seventh. Fuck off. I don't. Fuck off. Bullshit. Gone.
I'm trying to think.
I know. I remember watching like Happy Gilmore, for instance. That had loads of fucking sort of commercials in it and sort of product placement. But I can't think like off the top of my head.
Can't think of a movie
that
where
pissed you off enough to not see it.
Can't think of one.
You know what? Kingsman didn't sell me.
Well,
and
Kingsman is ruined by the PG trailer because it is an R-rated movie. And trust me, with all the crap, with all the stuff that happens in that movie, it is an R-rated movie.
You know what? I think that PG trailer costed $50 million.
I think Project Almanac kind of turned me away. It was played so much, I found. The other thing is I watch a lot of things on my PVR, or I download them now, TV shows, so I don't see as many commercials as I used to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. For me, it's the Rotten Tomatoes score. I'll see the trailer, and then if it's not like something big and I know I have to see it, like a Batman or something big, I'll check at Rotten Tomatoes, and if it's high, scoring over, but I don't check the critics. I check more the fans, and yeah, if it's hitting you know 60 or over, I'll probably check it out. That's for me. That's what. Yeah.
That's my other thing. If I do see a trailer or something I like, for about the month before the movie, I try and do what I can to avoid the trailers, so that it kind of kicks in fresh when I finally see the movie.
I think it, to me, as a bit of a horror fan, if you're watching trailers, you pretty much can see half of the movie. And likewise with comedy, you can pretty much say, right, I've seen the movie. I might as well just fucking ditch it. You know, you're showing me everything that goes on in a movie in 90 seconds, and now I'm not going to bother. So there's certainly been a few comedy movies that have done that, and there's certainly a few jumpy horror movies that have done that to me as well.
Speaking of horror movies, Ant, have you seen The Babadook?
No, but it's on my list because it's literally just been released on DVD over here. I got a critique from a friend who said it was all right. So I'm sort of...
It had my skin crawling at point.
So yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to it. That will be list for next week.
You need like a good sound system while you're playing it too, because the sound really adds to the movie.
Yep, definitely going to watch that one. But yeah, certainly going back to the comedy sort of things, like films like Dumb and Dumber. You watch a trailer for Dumb and Dumber, you've seen the fucking movie. Literally, you've seen the movie in the trailer.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. A question for you then, Ant. How do they sell comedies then? Because that's pretty much the way you sell it. You got to do the big laughs to bring them in.
Yeah, I know that. I realize that. But you just got to be a bit more subliminal with it. You just show one scene then. Fuck it. Your whole trailer is one scene.
Yeah.
Rather than showing like 20 scenes, which are, you're showing me the whole movie, just show one scene, one 90-second scene.
Yeah. I think also a good counter argument for comedy is there's a big difference between R and PG-13, where PG-13 will show you everything, where R has to pull a lot back from the trailer.
Yeah, that's a good point. All comedy should be R, and there you go, problem solved. If you can't hit the R ratings, whip your cock out, done.
Just one cock scene.
Cock scene.
Just one.
Guys, I had to add this in the movie to get R. Here's my cock. Okay.
One cock scene for Will. And that's it.
There you go. Is that it for the tweets?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Plugs, final thoughts. We'll start with Ant.
Okay. You can find me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter. I'm also, of course, on Cerebral Satire on Trending Topics and DSJMP. I'm also doing a new show called Intimate AIDS, which is exclusive on DSJMP.
What the fuck?
You're not heard that yet?
No, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah, go on.
Intimate AIDS?
Yeah, go on to DSJMP Network, and it's me and Wayne as a baker, who was famous from this show. We're being agony uncles. So if you've got problems with your love life, me and him are going to help you out.
Oh, so you're like the Subway Jared AIDS and not AIDS.
Yes, we're aiding people.
Yeah, I figured it was fucking short bus.
Yeah, I figured you guys were talking about all the venereal diseases you catch.
No, so go to DSJMP. Our first episode is up already, and we've got some great reviews from it. It's quite funny, so go and listen to that, and that'll be coming up soon. And also, yeah, of course, Cerebral Satire as well.
Cart, plugs, final thoughts.
This week on Stable Wars, we have the UFC play-per-view and the Ring of Honor play-per-view. As well, we'll be starting new forum games, plus the Unified WWE Tag Title Championships are up because the Swingin' Cats won them at Fastlane. As always, come join, and if you enjoy wrestling, come on by. As well, you can always catch me on Twitter at Killer Carpe Diem, and finally, when our new show finally comes out, I'll promote that a little more.
Kebo Trek, go fuck yourself. So for Kebo Trek, Carp, and Ant, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
From the brothers who went from talented to terrible faster than you could say Wachowski, comes the sequel audiences demanded, then Sorta God. Then once everyone had moved on with their lives, God again anyway. Dumb and Dumber 2. Revisit the buddy comedy that's aged about as well as Jeff Daniels' face as you follow two idiots on a quest to deliver a mysterious package to a beautiful girl again.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Only this time, it's soul-crushingly horrible.
Our word is our bond.
James Bond.
God.
The goofballs you used to love when you were 10 or 13 are back and dumber than ever. But now they're also old, unlikable, sexist, racist, and bizarrely mean-spirited.
We love you, Harry.
Do you love him long time?
Lady Doctor, that always cracks me up. Yeah, Doctor doing the laundry, maybe. Am I right?
Show us your tits! Both of them! Yeah.
If you liked the first one, this one is really gonna bum you out. Now that Jim Carrey's comedy career is dangling by a thread, get ready to feel uncomfortable as he does everything short of drop to his knees and beg you to laugh at him. which you won't, since he spends the movie creepily trying to bang a girl decades younger than him. Kind of like real life.
This is a message for Emma Stone. If I were a lot younger, I would marry you. The sex. So this is what rock bottom feels like.
Jokes are never as funny the second time around, but that won't stop them from dusting off the Banaka spray gag. The most annoying sound in the world.
You want to hear the second most annoying sound in the world?
The Mudcuts Band. IOUs.
I'm going to write an IOU, and I'm going to leave it blank.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Dead birds. And Lloyd having a fantasy about beating up Asian people, then hooking up with a girl who turns into the front of a truck. There's probably more that I missed. Get ready for a script that feels like it was written in 98 and kept in a shoebox until Jim Carrey's career took a dive. Full of dated pop culture references that no one bothered to update.
What they say in Jerry Maguire?
Don't add me at all.
Titanic? I'm in the
world. And current pop culture references that aren't going to age well.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So ride along with Harry and Lloyd in a movie so bad, you won't even look up from your phone when you half watch it on cable. When the only fun moment is Rob Riggle's body paint. And the only good parts are when the credits show clips from the first movie. Did they get worse or did I just get older?
She was rumored to be a Titanic whore.
That's a lie. Freda never stepped foot on the Titanic.
Nah, they definitely got worse. Starring farts. Poop. Incest.
That means I'm here. Are we almost?
BB. Spit. Snot. More farts. Period blood. Animal farts. And vagina dust. Grown-ups too. As if this movie wasn't depressing enough, can you believe they guilt-tripped Bill Murray to cameo in that hazmat suit?
Best day ever. Greatest day of my life, really.
I'll bet it wasn't.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? Look out! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Canadian fucks. Cockney fuck.
Fuck off, Chabney.
American scum fuck.
Good one and not a piece of shit one.
Well, 24 hours a day to serve all your information needs.
Shut up. It's fucking evil.
Bottom line, I fucking hate this. Go fuck yourself, Bill Murray.
Yeah, he cock blocked it.
That's when you have a big piece of shit. That movie fucking...
No, you do it. You make it all gay cast.
Just...
Honeymooners, but all gay. Mm.
Just... Yes.
W, I love you.
Piece of shit. Fucking movies. Fucking pissing me off.
Shit. And then they're going to say, oh, fuck, we fucked up. And then fuck.
Fuck that noise. Fuck you, heavy set. Fuck fucking God. Fuck you.
What's one of your hardcore passions besides atheism and sucking cock?
You know, you get a really shitty attitude.
I named my fucking dog Zool. Fucking hate this. I fucking hate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not fucking aliens.
You're shitting on it because it was aliens, right? Like the fucking movie to fucking go on.
The fuck?
They're fucking Fag says, fuck it, I'm out, but I'm throwing you the fucking ball. What do you do?
To shit on it before even... You're still shitting on it.
Did you fuck...
Pussy. We're too old for this shit. And fucking hot.
Fuck, you think he's neutral?
He fucking did almost ever see the fucking... I would fuck this shit at
him. Oh, yeah, yeah, don't get me wrong.
I thought you were going to say you're going to fuck the shit at John Cena. I'm going to sniff coke off a stripper.
She blows every fucking person that buys a ticket.
I would totally take a Betty White blowjob just to put on my bucket list.
And I would want to fuck her at the same time.
There you go. I would fuck Betty White.
Oh! Are you fucking serious?
We get, like, all these fucking jobber commercials.
Then shut the fuck up. Let's go.
Fuck Star Wars.
Fuck you, you retard.
Fuck you, you fucking retard. I'm a Trekkie,
I'm
bitch.
I'm a Star Wars.
Fuck Star Wars, man. Bullshit.
I got a boner right there. I don't know why.
Done.
Take my fucking money.
Fucking
she's a hot she's fucking mine. Lesbian. Whatever, lesbian.
Fuck them.
Fuck her and fuck them.
That's right. Fuck everyone.
Literally splooged to my fucking chair.
That sounds holy shit.
There's like fucking zombie fucking.
Fucking weak, son.
Sick to the fucking death of Frozen. I know the whole fucking movie word for word. I don't need another movie to learn word for word. Just please, Disney, scrap this fucking cash cow. Please.
Fuck the waterboarding. Just play fucking Frozen for these terrorists over and over and over.
What he works at, this dildo factory, and he used to test it. So what he did... Oh, what was I supposed to say that on the air? You can edit that out, right?
We're not supposed to say that. Let me explain this to you.
But you really work with dildos? Barbie fucking job.
Many. I've got a two-year-old daughter. I fucking understand.
Yeah. Day fucking all day.
A billion people think you're fucking wrong. I don't know what the fuck that word is.
Guys. I know what I've got to deal with on fucking cerebral satire, don't you?
Fucking goddamn hope so. Shut up.
Ruin this fucking...
Why?
But are you fucking kidding me? He's fucking perfect. You couldn't have fucking...
Better than fucking dead.
Do you know how much cock he had to suck with his fucking rom-coms for 10 years to get this role?
Exactly.
You know how many dildo factories he had to go to?
He went to my dildo factory, sucked everything off, and then went to fucking Hollywood and said, I sucked a fucking million dildos off to get this role. Please fucking write it for me.
He fucked over Green Lantern. That was awful.
And your what? Your missus is gonna fuck
it. And number two, my missus wants to fuck it.
Was fucking...
We're gonna compare Doom to a fucking Deadpool movie? Are you fucking kidding me? I fucking hate you.
How did fucking Geely go? Fuck Geely. Fuck The Rock, man. It's not the same shit. It's gonna fucking bring him back to the fucking stratosphere.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Goddamn right.
I'm like, well, let me
just fucking poke him with something.
Yeah, kick him in the head.
Carp, if you talking shit, Eric, and you don't know about killing them darkies all far away, like the dogs shit. Y'all don't know what that shit's all about. Fuck you.
I'm in Texas right now, so I could just kill you and ask questions later like we do down here.
No, that's Florida. That's where I live, is Florida. I can kill whatever I want.
It's
my yard. God damn right. That's my God-given right.
Are you going to shut the fuck up at some point? Your country's 300 years old. Fuck off.
30 fucking, like, you figure, oh, they're still going there? They're still, like, are they fucking with us? Are they literally fucking me in the ass right now? I had to check. And they're just like, I'm going in the movie. You want to come? Like, this, you know it's going to suck. But for whatever reason, you still fucking go.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And you know it's going to suck. And it sucks.
So what I'm saying is it sucks.
I don't mean to shit on her, but, like, what the fuck happened to you, man?
That man stopped fucking me.
Yeah, but that's what, yeah.
Exactly. She went.
Yeah, what the fuck's with that?
Fucking nuts from fucking school, and then she's fucking crazy.
What? Fucking jack off dudes on Friday. You told me that already. Okay. He was fucking the fucking jobbers. Your shit. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking just dispose of them like fucking trash. Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, good luck with doing it on your own then, you cunt.
You not read a fucking history book, dude. Fucking completely goes into the shitter.
I was on a bloody Skype call talking about masturbation. Next thing I was...
Oh, fuck. Like, fuck.
They're on the fucking Aztecs, powers. I don't understand that shit. Fucking bull fucking shit.